USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ongoing efforts continue to help Americans abroad get home as quickly as possible.
As of today, we have repatriated over 27,000 U.S. citizens from more than 50 countries.
During a State Department briefing, Pompeo also says the United States is continuing to aid other countries who are struggling with the coronavirus pandemic.
We've now made available total of number $274 million in funding to as many as 64 countries. That money will go to some of the world's most at-risk peoples.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer wrote to Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday telling them he cannot set a date for the House to reconvene for business after adjourning because of the coronavirus. Hoyer also told lawmakers they may have to make up for workdays lost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.